When I said Standard Oil of Indiana, you said it was Stand-O-Lind?
Well, the government had a suit against John J.D. Rockefeller that he was running a monopoly. And this was against the laws of the United States. And so they broke up that monopoly legally. And so the parts of that monopoly were Standard Oil of New York, Standard Oil of California, Standard Oil Company of Indiana, Standard Oil Company of Illinois. Here were all these different... let me give you one that you know all about. It's just like when the telephone company broke up and everybody got wealthy breaking up. And then they all went back together again. It's like AT&T. These companies broke up, and I worked intimately with three of them that were here in Tulsa. There was Stan O'Lind. You can see that at Standard of Indiana, and that was my major company in Chicago. I worked for them, too. And there was Service Pipeline, Stanlin Purchasing. That was it. And Stanlin Oil and Gas Company. And Stanlin Oil and Gas Company was a competitor with Skelly to find oil and to produce it. And they found a lot of it, and they were very wealthy. And they sold a lot of the land that they found. Standard Oil of New Jersey, and Standard Oil of New Jersey discovered it had a problem with some of its holdings out in the West, particularly. And so I was asked to write speeches and make them about the oil business or about great leaders or just about anything, but they furnished programs to these high schools in Montana and Wyoming. So I had friends at Standard of New York. So when it came eventually to building a university, and this is such a maze of names, to write about it, you have to have a who's on first sort of catalog. But a consultant on a regular payroll for Stanlin Oil and Gas Company. And for them, I wrote a program of discussion on politics, believe it or not. And one of the programs was about how local government is conducted. And so every town in which a discussion leader went, he discussed the politics, the rule of that town, and how it's governed, and who picks up the garbage, and all that sort of thing, and how it's arranged. And the company paid for that discussion program. And there were 8,400 people who went on the program every summer. And the program went every summer for 3 years. And it was then sold to other oil companies. And I don't know how many people did it. I do know that people like Vice President Cheney could have heard it because he was a kid in Casper, Wyoming, when we did it there. And Wyoming was one of the states that had asked us if it could be done for wives and children as well as for oil company employees. So I don't know how many people participated in it.
Let me come back here then.
Okay.
When you said the North Campus was given by Stand-O-Lind to the university, the building, and that's how the
Everything.
North Campus came.
Because
about.
They couldn't sell it. And I kept on saying, okay, when you finally make up your mind, you can then give us the building as well as the furniture.
Speaking of, speaking of buildings, several buildings were constructed on campus while you were president.
Yes. Wasn't any big deal. I loved the people who did it. But I didn't really think that was my first duty. My first duty was to get this university accredited. And going to college was one of the things that got high schools accredited and got this college accredited. That was my big job. Yes, we built the Oliphant Hall. And there never was a nicer guy than Mr. Oliphant. But he got hate mail because he was doing it. So you kind of wonder about things like that. But Mr. Oliphant gave us the money to build Oliphant Hall so that the arts and sciences teachers could have adequate teaching facilities so that the academic program that I cared about was being made, in many instances, brilliant. You can't really beat the old department that had Pat Blair and Mrs. Barclay and Dr. Barclay. To this day, I know no department, although they're a very fancy department,